You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Collaborative. Experimentation.
The next idea.
We need a participation revolution, and we need it fast.
2 years ago, on a sunny September afternoon, there was a big celebration marking the end of a long spell of construction on I-96 in western Wayne County. Before opening up the freeway to traffic, MDOT invited the public to come play on the nearly two-mile stretch of renovated road. And boy, was that turnout big. People came to walk and run and bike and rollerblade. Well, now there's another chance to take a fresh look at our roads with Open Streets Detroit. The next two Sundays, they're opening up stretches of two streets that run from downtown Detroit to southwest Detroit. No cars and plenty of ways to get out there and really see the neighborhood. Lisa Nuskowski is with Downtown Detroit Partnership. They're leading Open Streets Detroit. Lisa, so this coming Sunday and the following Sunday from noon to 5, exactly what's happening?
We are going to be temporarily closing down about 3.7 miles of Michigan Avenue and West Verner Highway, temporarily closing that down to car traffic and opening it up to people walking, biking, rollerblading, skateboarding, essentially anything that doesn't involve a motor. And in addition to that, we're also going to have a variety of activities located along that 3.7 miles. We put out a call for programming partners earlier this year and received a tremendous response. So we're going to have over 75 program partners providing everything from music, dance, exercise, arts, culture, music. So a little bit of something for everyone. And it's free, family-friendly, and open to everyone.
And the idea of not having food is what? So people will get in and actually explore neighborhood restaurants and businesses?
Exactly right. So you think about, you know, when you're driving past, you know, many of these places in your car, you're moving too quickly, you have to stop and, you know, find the hassle of parking, potentially paying a parking meter or getting a ticket. When you're walking or biking by place, you're moving at a much slower pace, and so you're able to sort of stop and take in your surroundings. And we certainly hope that people who are coming out to Open Streets for the next two weekends will get a chance to experience some of the great retail we've got, not only downtown, but in Corktown and throughout southwest Detroit as well.
And I know that Open Streets has been happening around the world in over 100 cities. So here Detroit is kind of jumping onto this Open Streets idea. How do you hope it will add on or maybe change the way we think of, and I'm going to use air quotes here, streets in our cities?
I think this is a wonderful opportunity to reimagine what our streets could be. So when you think about a city like Detroit, which was built to accommodate a population of about 2 million people, we have less than that now, but we still have the same infrastructure, same roadways that supported that previously larger population. And so we have a chance to reimagine a street that looks like something that could accommodate, you know, not only cars, but also people taking public transportation and people, you know, biking and people walking. And so how can we accommodate a variety of uses so that it works better for everyone? Because, you know, I would argue that, you know, our streets are sort of skewed to deal, you know, mostly just with cars. And this is a great opportunity for people to see the possibilities that extend beyond that. And wouldn't it be great to be able to, you know, feel like you could take, you know, you and your family out for a bike ride on a weekend where there wasn't an official event taking place, but that the conditions were safe and inviting enough for you to be able to do that. And so that's what we're hoping to provide for people as an example of what future possibilities for our streets could be, and that people come out and see it for themselves.
Could you see this growing to other cities in Michigan?
Definitely. We'd love to sort of, you know, we're calling this our pilot year here. And so not only are we learning for ourselves and to think about, you know, how we deploy the program in the future, but would love to have, you know, other cities participate. And then even down the road, there's been some conversation with our friends over in the city of Windsor thinking about other opportunities to partner together and do the first international Open Streets program. So when the Gordie Howe International Bridge gets built in southwest Detroit, wouldn't it be great if we could have open streets on both sides of the border and that there was pedestrian and bikeways on that bridge for people to get across from the two? So that's a little bit down the road, but I think it's an exciting vision for the future.
So Lisa, this doesn't happen for no money at all. How are you putting this together?
We've got just a great amount of support from our sponsors. In particular, our presenting sponsor is the DTE Energy Foundation, and we've also received support from the Knight Foundation, as well as the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
Again, noon to 5 this coming Sunday, and then again the following Sunday, October 2nd. You can get all the details by going to openstreetdetroit.org. Lisa Nuskowski with Downtown Detroit Partnership, thank you for being with us on The Next Idea. And here is wishing for some beautiful sunny autumn afternoons for those two Sunday afternoons for Open Streets Detroit.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.